John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you're going out the house, I recommend going to a Punchline Philadelphia this weekend because this woman will be there for two shows tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 9:45. You can always pick up tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It's always a good day when I can say Miss Pat's in the studio. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Man, I'm trying to wake up.
You are the only person I've ever seen in is that a Louis Vuitton hat with a embroidered cat on the front of it?
This is a Gucci hat.
It's a Gucci hat? Cat. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't see the G's. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to talk about my wig. You talk about my hat.
Are you wearing a wig?
Yeah, but okay. It's kind of fuzzy because I boiled it. The new thing is you got to boil your hair
to get
all the dirt out. And it came out like really like a kitty cat, like really furry. So I got to press it out. It's like really big. And I'm like, I told my daughter, I was like, you didn't tell me the wig was going to swell up after I boiled it. I got to go back and press it.
So I was right when you came in because I didn't remember you with long hair. And the first thing I said, wow, your hair's
you
different.
You can't try to remember no black woman. We change our hair like our underwear. We keep the hair in the underwear drawer. Well, this panties and this wig, okay, all of it go together. You can't remember no black woman. We undercover eyelashes, butts, and everything else. Everybody buying a butt but me. This is mine. This is all homegrown food stamp booty. The government gave me this behind.
Now, how are things? How are the kids? How are the crack babies? How are?
That's what she refers to. It sounds real bad when a white man say, "How's the crack babies?" The crack babies is fine. They growing up. They eating. Everything is good. Life is good.
That's good. Okay, so when we left, I think the last time we spoke was on the phone. Your book came out, all right, and this is your first time in the studio since then. And when the last time you were in the studio, you were planning on doing a television show.
I did. I shot a pilot for Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is it just called Miss Pat?
Or? It's called the Miss Pat Show.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're working on getting it released. So we shot it in September. So we're working through some kinks and stuff, and hopefully it'll be out by the fall.
All right. Now, and it's basically what, like a family show? And
it's a family show. Talking about real stuff. Now, ain't going to be no mama way I'm cooking because I can't cook. Okay? My daddy going to cook in this show. I don't even want to play like I can cook. I mean, I blew up the studio. So it's real language. Like, we get the curse, and we're talking about real issues and real things.
Okay. All right.
In a funny way.
All right. And, you know, dealing it from how Miss Pat would deal with it.
Yeah. Miss Pat come in. It's the pilot. That's all we shot so far. But Miss Pat come in and have to just show what real mothers do. You know, it's no sit down, Timmy, let's pray. It's set you up. And I mean,
you can say ass on this show.
Oh, set your ass down before I slap you into a white man.
I split your head like a pea.
Yeah, that's how black mama talk. Don't make me bless you without God. Black mama is the only way you can bless somebody without God. Black mama say some of the craziest stuff.
All right.
I don't have any to say
I thought they were on their way.
Yeah.
All right.
We say some crazy stuff.
Now, is Ms. Pat married in the TV show?
Yeah, to a big old black man.
To a big old black
man. It took me 2 weeks to kiss him.
Now, was that, you had to wait 2 weeks for that part
to
come up?
No, it's just like, I've been married so long, so I hadn't kissed nobody. So I really felt like I was cheating, because you know, I'm a comedian. I'm not Denzel Washington or nothing. So I had never kissed anybody, and I was like, he's a good-looking guy, but I just was not attracted to him. Because I'm old. I ain't got time to be trying to get attracted to nobody. I ain't got to tell nobody what to unstaple and how to put stuff together to get me naked. So it was just hard for me to kiss him. It was really hard. So it took about 2 weeks. He's out of New York. Great actor. He did a good job. He was very patient with me. And by the end, I could kiss him, and it came out really good. You would think me and this man got kids together.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. The chemistry was great.
Now, like your real-life husband, does he have health care?
Yeah, he got health care. Okay. It's about him having health care, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm for real about that health care. When you get old, he hot flashes. You got to have somebody who's going to give you a copay and not charge you the full price. These hot flashes will make your wig slide off. That's why I fly with no bra on, and I'm always in first class. And white men, I say, hey, I'm going to be your wife for 2 hours. So if a boob slip on you, just push it back over here to me, okay? They be like, what the heck? I said, I'm telling you, my boobs got feet. They do their own thing. They almost 50. So if they crawl over there and want to lay on your leg, just push it back if you're not interested.
I would kill to be on a plane and find out that you were sitting next to me. I'd have the time of my life.
And when they look like they never dipped on the other side, right. I always talk mad crap to them. So when I walk in first class, I said, I always get a window seat. I said, baby, I'm going to be your black wife for the next 2 hours. I'm like, just for play, I'm going to take care of you. Talk to me. And I usually scare the dog crap out of them. The whole first class just busts out laughing. Come on, a white man in a business suit, not used to no black woman walking up to us and say, hey, I'm about to be your black wife for 2 hours. What the heck? They think they wife done put a hitman out on them.
Now, is it with everything that's going on, is it hard to be on the road? You know, all the coronavirus noise.
Man, I look at it like this. I mean, the good thing about the coronavirus, the flights is cheap, the gas is cheap, and dirty people finally taking a bath. So if you ever had an eye on somebody who didn't take a bath, I guarantee you he cleaned this week. But I put up a post. I said, look, I've been shot in the head. I've been had gonorrhea, crabs, and fleas. I ain't scared of no coronavirus, okay? When your private part been hot like the 4th of July, a little sniffing at the nose ain't going to keep you in the house, okay? I mean, I've had 3 diseases at one time. I'm going to be all right. Hey, America, we survived the chicken flu, the bear flu, HIV, gonorrhea, crabs, fleas, chlamydia. That's some dangerous stuff. I don't know if you ever had it on fire before, but that, you don't get cured for gonorrhea. That thing will shoot out a flame torch at you. Okay? Okay? I've seen some that need to be quarantined. It didn't get quarantined. So this little coronavirus, we're going to get over this, America. Don't go stay. If you stay in the house, you're going to get fat. Come on out this weekend and come laugh with me, because I ain't going to glue my wig down. I can't shake your hand, but, hey, I want to see everybody, okay? Because I don't want to take that mess back to my crack babies and, you know, stuff. I'm not scared. It is what it is.
Now we should clarify the fact that when Ms. Pat says her crack babies, they're actually not crack babies. Right. Well, they're
mama
not hers.
Was on some type of
they're
drug.
Not hers.
And somebody gave me 4 kids. Right. And the mama, I don't know what she was on, but I assume they black, so they crack babies. They can't be meth babies, because black people don't really do meth like that. So I just named them a crack baby. Okay. It's 4 of them.
Yeah, all right. I just want to be, because without fail, you know, some bleeding heart will be out there going, how could you have that woman out there referring to her children as crack babies?
The same way you refer to your kids as white babies, and black people call their kids the N-word. So get over it. It's just a phrase, okay? We all were like, hey, Eric, get over here. You never heard a black comedian say they thought that was their name when they were growing up. Child, it's just a phrase. Calm down. I hate them types of mom. How can you talk like that? Child, get out of here somewhere, okay? Go somewhere and find you somebody to play with. Now, I tell them, I don't want to hear that mess. Get out of here. How can you say that? The same way you can stick cucumbers in the wrong place. Because you ain't got no man.
Ms. Pat is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for 2 shows at Punchline of Philadelphia. You can get tickets. The show's 7:30 and 9:45. Get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. But Ms. Pat is kind enough to give us 5 pair of tickets to give away right now for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like to be there, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
Hey, you better do something with your assistant right here. He's going to fall asleep.
Yeah. I know.
You need to see him home. He's riding the clock.
Right. Yeah, he's having a sad day, Miss Pat.
What happened to you, baby?
School got canceled.
What? Oh, boy, shut up. You ain't like at school that much. Oh, you ain't got no girls to look at. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.